And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
You won't even try, Jules. Come on, please.
The odds of Connie letting me go out to see a band on a school night are about one in a zillion, Bridget.
But all you've been doing is moping around and talking about how much you miss Buck. You need something to get you out of your funk.
I don't think this something is it.
But the band is really good. And they're local. It's not like it'll be a crazy crowd or anything.
I'll ask, but...
Great! It's at Frankie's Barbecue Shack, off the interstate. They do live music on Thursdays.
And you'll be there?
Yep, and I'll be looking for you. Try to get there by 7.
I'll try to get there, period. Don't expect anything. Hi, Connie. I'm home. What's with the smoke?
I'm baking a casserole.
Baking or burning?
It's not burnt. Except maybe the top bit. The cheese bubbled over. You know how that goes.
Proceed to exit the house.
Really? Oh, it won't stop until the smoke clears.
How long will that take?
A while. So could you please open all the windows and air this place out?
Yeah, if I don't pass out from the smoke or go crazy from this alarm.
Well, can you go out somewhere?
I could go do something with Bridget.
Fine. Don't miss curfew. I'll see you later.
Well, have you told Eugene and Katrina how hard it's been making friends?
It hasn't been bad. It just takes time to get to know people. I'll be fine. So, enough about me. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to hear a band play.
On a school night? Connie was okay with that?
She filled the house with smoke from dinner and then told me to go out. Isn't that permission enough?
I doubt she meant to go out to a concert.
It's just a local band playing. Bridget wanted me to see them.
Still, you should probably tell her.
I didn't lie.
Not technically.
Great. Thank you so much for putting down your greasy ribs to give us that pathetic round of applause. Are any of you even listening? I guess we'll take a break then while you continue adding on to the weight of your already ample bodies.
You don't have to be so rude.
Bridget's just joking around with you all. You're a great crowd. We're Manic Ravioli and we'll be back in 15.
Yeah!
You know, it wouldn't kill you to be a little friendly with our audience.
Gunner, people in the back were having a who could throw a chicken wing the farthest contest. One even hit Dominic.
Ah, that's what hit me? Should have eaten it.
Yeah, well, I don't think criticizing the fans is gonna help.
Fans? The only thing that these people are fans of is barbecue ribs and coleslaw. We're just playing in the background.
They're not fans of ours yet, but we'll get them there.
Ugh, Raz, just stop being so... positive.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can't be as negative as you, Bridget. Oh, and by the way, you're off key during the chorus.
Hey, you two, give it up, will ya? We have a show to do.
No. You have a show to do. I'm out of here.
Bridget!
Oh, come on, Bridge, we're in the middle of a performance.
And since I'm off key anyway, I'm sure you'll be better off without me.
Oh.
You're not actually... Bridget, come on!
See ya, boys. Good luck.
Don't worry, Gunner. She always comes back.
She's such a flake. Why did we even ask her to join?
Because she has a great voice. But we still have another set coming up. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just need to, like, punch something.
How about Raz?
Hey, how about you go outside and get some air instead?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Don't you run off on us, too.
I should get inside. Bridget is probably waiting for me. I'm gonna go, Buck. I'll call you later. Hey! You about took me out with that trash can.
Oh! I'm sorry. I didn't know anyone was out here. I was just getting out some frustration.
Are you okay?
the lead singer of our band just quit, and we have another set.
Not your night.
Eh.
You guys sounded good, though, from what I could hear.
Well, now I have to go tell the manager, who was giving us our first chance, by the way, that we have to quit early. Oh, and he's probably not going to even pay us.
I wish I could help.
If you know any lead vocalists that don't verbally abuse their audience and are available right now, please let me know.
Well, I actually do. me.
Right.
Oh, seriously, I even had a very short-lived career as a pop singer.
You're kidding.
No, ever hear of I'm Just Me, or...
Whoa, wait a second. You're Jules Kendall? You are?
Yeah.
No, you know, I thought I recognized you. You know, my little sister, she would listen to that song all the time. You're really good.
Oh, thanks. Hollywood wasn't for me, but I still like to sing.
Okay, this is gonna sound insanely crazy.
What?
We mostly do cover songs. It's like, you know, stuff you've probably heard on the radio, and a few originals, but it's...
Wait, you're not asking me to perform with you right now,
it's
are
only
you?
A 20-minute set, and you're, like, super talented. It'll be just like jamming in a garage, you know? It's like no pressure.
You're performing. There's a crowd.
Like, honestly, the audience isn't even listening that hard anyway. The manager just wants us to play. It'll work. Just look over the music, will ya? Please, we're, like, in a super tight bind right now.
I'm meeting a friend here. Let me just find her first.
No, we only have a few minutes. If we don't play the next set, Mr. Jordan will let every restaurant in town know not to hire us.
Well, okay, I'll look at the songs. No promises.
Yes, great. We have Raz on bass, Dominic on drums, and I play lead guitar. I'm Gunnar, by the way.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Come on, I'll introduce you to the guys.
Ravioli will be back next week.
Thanks, Mr. Jordan. Good night!
Oh, that was awesome! You were great, Jules!
Seriously, both at singing and working the crowd. They loved you.
It was so fun. I love performing. I just don't get to do it much anymore.
Well, seriously, thank you for taking the leap. You saved us tonight.
Ask her, Gunnar!
Wait, now?
Yes!
We were wondering what you would think about possibly
joining the band!
We'd really love to keep playing with you.
You already have a lead singer, though. She may have left tonight,
Wait,
but...
Oh, that ego-crazed Flakes? Yeah, she quit on us.
At the worst possible time.
Even if she wanted to come back, I don't even know if we'd want her. She's not reliable.
We need a lead singer. And you're fantastic.
Yeah.
It really was fun tonight.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Yes! I'll do it. Back in business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm officially a manic ravioli.
What did Connie say?
Nothing.
You didn't ask her if you could join.
If I did, I'd be a pureed ravioli. She asked where I went, and I told her I went to a restaurant to meet Bridget, which is true.
Right, but...
Buck, you know me. There's something about performing that makes me come alive. Connie won't get it, but I need this.
I know. I haven't heard you this excited in a long time.
All I've been doing recently is moping around missing you. It was nice to actually have fun for a while.
Then, you should do it.
Hey, Bridget. Where were you last night? I went to see the band.
You were there? Ugh, you must have shown up after I left.
Well, you missed the excitement.
Did you hear the band play?
Better. I joined the band.
What?
It must have been right after you left. The lead singer just abandoned the group and left them high and dry. Then they asked me to join them permanently. Wild, huh?
Jules, that's my band.
What?
I invited you there to surprise you that I'm in a band. I'm the lead singer that left.
Wait, you're the ego-crazed flake?
That's what they called me? I'm the one who got them that gig in the first place.
But you left them when they still had a set to do.
They deserved it. Gunnar was being a jerk.
Bridget, I had no idea.
I know.
I'll quit today. I'm meeting them at Raz's house for rehearsal.
Thank you. Tell Gunnar I'll call him. But I am not apologizing.
Got it.
That's crazy. So you're actually friends with Bridget?
Yeah. And I think she'll be willing to come back if you talk with her, so you won't need me after all.
No way. I am so fed up with her.
Yeah, me too.
Audiences do not like her, but they like you.
I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
Well, then we're just gonna have to find someone else.
So, Bridget won't be a part of the band again, even if I quit?
That's right. So, technically, if you stayed, you wouldn't be replacing her. You'd just be filling in an empty position.
Yeah.
But still, I mean...
Look, Jules, you were magic last night, okay? You were born to do live performances. Don't quit just because you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings. You shouldn't miss out on life because you're so worried about somebody else's.
She'd be furious.
Yeah.
Well, then at least be a temporary stand-in, huh? Just until we find a replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this, like, huge competition
huge.
Next weekend. It's the Campbell County Fair Committee. Mm-hmm. They're auditioning a bunch of local bands, and they're selecting one to headline opening night of the fair.
It'll be great for exposure. The largest audience we've ever had.
And it pays pretty well, too, right?
Yeah, it does.
Come on, please. Just help us out.
Please.
I mean, I guess if it's just filling in temporarily...
Exactly!
And you wouldn't be using Bridget anyway.
Not a chance.
Nope.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yes! Oh, we're gonna get that fair gig for sure!
And we almost had it last year, but Deep Fried Fear barely beat us out.
Are they competing again this year?
Oh, they can't. Their lead vocalist moved to Montana, and their drummer graduated. All the band members have to be in a Campbell County high school to qualify.
Yeah, oh, and we have to audition with an original song. We got a good one.
A great one?
Yes, yes, but we're gonna need a lot of practices to get you up to speed on it.
Oh, was it the one we did last night?
Even better. All right, let's get going, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4.
But she's your friend. A good friend. And you betrayed her.
She's the one that left the band in the middle of a performance. She betrayed them.
I guess.
Why are you so defensive of Bridget?
I'm sorry. It's just, I guess being at a new school made me realize how important good friends are.
I'll keep trying to be friends with her, and I'll explain everything to her tomorrow.
And you'll ask Connie about joining the band, right?
Oh, please, one hurdle at a time.
So you said you were going to quit, and then you didn't.
But this could work out really well for you, Bridget.
Oh, yeah. It's working out great.
Okay, this is what I think will happen. I'll just fill in for a little while, and after they've had time to cool down, they'll ask you to come back.
You expect me to believe that?
I'm serious.
If you want to sing with the band, Jules, sing it with the band. But don't pretend you're doing it for my sake. We both know better.
You should have told me that the first night you went to hear them.
I know. I'm sorry. I was just so excited, and I didn't want...
me to ruin it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can I come sit in on the audition? Maybe after I hear what kind of songs they play?
Yes! Yes! That would be perfect. And you'll love them, Connie. Really. They're so good.
We'll see.
Hunter, stop cracking your knuckles. Your nervousness is making me nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm excited. Have you heard any bands as good as we are? We got this!
Yeah!
You might be a little biased, but I think you're right.
I think so.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to
prove. Oh, hey, Jules.
Bridget?
Are you in this competition, too?
Your spot is filled, Bridge. What are you even doing here?
Oh, I'm not interested in singing for you guys. I'm with a much better band.
Yeah, okay. You're with who?
Ever hear of Deep Fried Fear? Oh, yeah. Of course you have. They beat you last year.
But half their band left.
I replaced the singer. Zane here replaced the drummer.
No.
And he's even better than the last guy.
What? Hey, don't I know you?
Yeah, we went to middle school together. You sat behind me in geography and you put peanut butter in my hair.
That's right. I didn't recognize you from the front. You're the one that got me suspended.
Because you then cut my hair.
All good, man. No worries. My parents got me into an online high school instead. Now I just eat the peanut butter during class.
Mmm. Great idea.
You should look into it. Bright Minds Academy.
Deep Fried Fear. Where's Deep Fried Fear?
That's us.
You're up next. Get out there.
Come on, guys. Let's go. Break a leg, Jules.
I feel like she meant that literally.
I can't believe that Zane guy goes to a school with the word bright in it.
Don't let it get to you, Gunner. We can still win this thing.
For sure. Now we have more incentive than ever.
You're right.
Yeah, and we have Jules. Okay. So we're way better than last year.
Hold up.
Is that?
No. That's our song. She's performing Face of the Nation.
No, that's...
How? How can she do that? It's ours.
Well, she did write most of it.
But she knew we'd be doing it.
Which is exactly why she's out there performing it right now, because she knew they were on before us.
Oh, no.
We can't sing it too. What are we going to do?
I guess we'll just have to perform All I Am Is Hollow.
Oh.
You know, the one that you sang with us at Frankie's.
Yeah, but we haven't played it since that night.
And I had the words in front of me at the time. A competition doesn't allow that. I won't be able to remember all the lyrics.
I'll try to whisper them to you.
What? Seriously?
Well, what else can we do?
Oh, man.
I am the face of the nation, a singular global sensation.
Going for it.
Way more effort than she ever gave with us.
Thank you.
Well done. Next.
We can't beat that.
Oh, come on. We've got this.
That was amazing, girl.
That was so good.
No joke.
That was a great one.
That was low, Bridget. Beyond low.
Why? It's my song.
No. It's our song.
I wrote more of it than you did.
Manic Ravioli, you're up.
Guys,
good luck.
Yeah.
That's good.
See ya.
That stinks, Jules. I'm sorry.
And you know what? We would have won. Even performing another song that we'd barely practiced, we came in second. And the judges said it was close. Ugh, it's so unfair.
So, are you still staying with the band?
Yeah. We'll get other gigs.
What did Connie think of the performance?
Well, she wasn't thrilled with the lyrics, and she's a little worried the guys are going to be a bad influence on me.
Are they a bad influence?
No, but you know Connie. They're not Christians. Pretty soon you'll be robbing banks and plotting dance-offs. The fact that Gunnar, Raz, and Dominic are fun is practically a sin in itself.
Fun? How?
Just fun. You'd like them. Dominic even plays football.
Which school? Did we ever play against them?
Connellsville Central. You caught a 30-yard pass and ran it in to win the game.
Good memory.
Well, I was paying pretty close attention to the wide receiver. We actually played all their schools. Buck, I need to do something. I'll call you later tonight, okay?
Sure. Talk to you then. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see where Bright Minds Academy is.
Jules, hurry up, I have news.
Hey, what's going on?
We're performing at the fair.
What? How?
I got a call from the head of the selection committee an hour ago.
Oh, yes.
Wait, what about Deep Fried Fear?
They had to drop out.
Really? Why?
Yeah, they said a concerned citizen called and let them know that Zane didn't attend school in Campbell County. His online school is based in Madison, Wisconsin. He's ineligible.
Whoa. They disqualified him just for that?
Well, it is against the rules, you know.
I feel bad for the guy, but...
Now, Manic Ravioli gets to headline opening night at the fair.
Yeah. All right, calm down. We gotta get to rehearsing then. We have a show to do.
Yes! Oh, yeah!
Jules! Jules!
Oh, hi, Bridget.
You had something to do with Zane being disqualified, didn't you?
Oh, why would you say that?
You sabotaged us. I know how much you love to sing.
That's your evidence that I sabotaged you?
You just can't get enough of the spotlight. It's obviously all about you.
Oh, come on, Buck. What's the big deal?
What you did was mean. And, well, selfish.
You're making it a way bigger deal than it is. This is the way the game is played. What?
You seem different than when I left Odyssey. I just don't think what you're doing is right.
Right? What does right even mean?
Doing good. Doing what helps others. You've helped me out before. You're a good, caring person. I've seen that.
Because I care about you. A lot. But why should I do good to people I don't even like? People who've hurt me.
Because it's right.
Again, what does right even mean? You're talking in circles. I just don't understand why I should put others' dreams ahead of my own.
You can still go after your dream, but also be honest and upfront and kind and selfless.
And passive. If I don't look out for myself, no one will.
So, life is just about doing whatever it takes to get what you want?
Well, that's some of it.
No!
Connie's here. I need to go.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Connie, so good news! We get to play in the fair after all.
About that. I've been thinking and talking to Whit.
Okay.
I don't think this band thing is a good idea.
What?
It could put you in some questionable situations. And also, I read through the lyrics you gave me. There are things that are pretty concerning. The anger and the arrogance. The moral ambiguity.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up.
What?
We're actually working on that. Making it more family-friendly.
You are?
Yes. The other guys attend Connellsville Christian, and their youth pastor talked to them about it.
Oh, I didn't realize they went to church.
Yeah. Trust me, Connie, it'll only get better.
Connellsville Christian?
Yeah.
I haven't been to church since I was the ring bearer at my cousin's wedding.
Yeah, just play along if my sister asks, please.
Hey, look, if it keeps you in the band, I'll wear a kilt and eat canned meat.
Thank you.
You saved us. I'm just glad I went out into the alley to beat up a trash can.
I'm glad I was out in the alley to almost get hit with it. So, ready to start working on the set list? I need a lot of practice.
Yeah, sure. Like I said, for you, I'd do just about anything.
Jules has a beautiful voice, and I'm glad she's getting the chance to do what she loves. But it seems like she's letting the praise and attention of other band members cloud her judgment. She was only interested in getting what she wanted, and it didn't matter to her that she was lying to Connie and betraying Bridget. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before the fall." God created each of us with gifts and talents. Those things are good. But it's important to make sure that we're not prideful about them. When we think too highly of ourselves, we're often left with broken relationships and painful situations. But when we humbly honor God and treat others with respect, we're rewarded with stronger relationships with our friends and with God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Right Notes, Wrong Key was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Paul Castro Jr., Katie Lee, Keely Marshall, John Omohondro, and Shona Rodman. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.